Snakes. Landmines. And grass fires. A podcast about real estate.
Okay. Hey, how are you, Lester? It's good to be back here at the Poodle Ranch.
So, yeah, we're here at the Poodle Ranch, and it's a beautiful day outside. What's new with the Poodle Ranch?
Absolutely nothing new at the Poodle Ranch other than the dog shows that we were preparing for in July have been canceled. We're not too excited about that.
How do you prepare for a dog show?
You got to grow all that coat. You got to get them in top physical shape, you know, in good condition, the right weight. It's not easy, okay?
And
like a fighter, you got to get them right at the peak. Of course, now the peak is, I don't know when it's going
to
be.
Do they work out?
Well, they run and run and chase squirrels. They're in good physical condition.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, that's what's new.
You'll
here.
Have to put them on a workout schedule.
Yeah, and our little puppy that was adopted out in San Antonio should be returning here in another probably month.
Mom didn't like her puppy, so you had to send the puppy off for an adoption.
Yeah, right.
And the puppy adopted a new mom.
The mom adopted the puppy who's, you know, one day old, and she's like, "Oh, look, I got another puppy! Yay! I can."
Well, it happens in real life sometimes with people.
I know. People go, "Boy, I don't want to do this here.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here. You can take care of this thing. Okay, there you go. Here's your baby. Bye-bye."
So the zombie virus has temporarily stalled the pace of real estate transactions.
It stalled the pace of everything. It's making us all crazy.
And all people with roles in the transactions were in the bunker. Waiting.
Yes.
And that seems like there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we can venture out to investigate real estate transactions. And I'm noticing a permanent change to the real estate shopping process.
Tell us about that. It's interesting.
The property marketing is now live online, and then it's pre-recorded online with digital tools using video and three-dimensional tours and 360-degree cameras. It's pretty amazing. And the Houston,
that is pretty amazing.
And the Houston Association of Realtors is leading the charge on this. And, of course, a lot of people are using Zoom calls. And it's permanent, I think. I think it's going to be around for a long time. The market for multifamily buildings was in such demand that sellers were advertising with remarks like, "No interior apartment showings without an accepted signed contract. Do not disturb the tenants." And I think that's going to still be the case, even because of the virus.
That was before the zombie virus. We had a really hot market.
It may cool off a little bit. No more forecast earnings, you know, 2 and 3 years out in the future. Back on the subject, we can attend online live open houses to watch pre-recorded interiors of homes and even commercial properties, and there's no need to wear a mask when you watch online.
Thank goodness.
Right, really. You don't have to wear a mask when you're sitting in your pajamas in front of your desk at home. I've mounted a camera to a gimbal.
What's a gimbal?
A gimbal stabilizes the picture and the videos coming from your camera, and it stops your camera from shaking. And, of course, our gimbal has a app with it on the phone, and we can do panoramic 180-degree photos right to left, 180 degrees, and from ceiling to the floor. Pretty cool.
Wow. Fantastic.
Pretty cool. And it allows me to pre-record a guided video tour. Of course, I've not yet tried to hyper fast speed or slow motion. There's probably no need to do that inside of a building.
No, I wouldn't think there's a lot of movement inside the room of some sort. So.
And, of course, the properties will have more people attending to go on the tour, more open houses, and more people wanting to see the inside of commercial properties. And there's going to be more tours, but there's also going to be people who decide not to move forward, so there's going to be more disappointments also.
But I would think by the time they come to you that they are pretty interested. So that's a good thing to sort out the
tire kickers
versus the people who are ready to drive the car, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have a sorting process, but there's going to be more disappointment. And this is a good thing. Of course, I expect the marketing process to take longer, though. The number of days on the market is going to increase because sellers want the price that they expected before the zombie virus, and buyers are looking for a good deal as a result of the virus. And buyers and sellers are further apart, which means that there's fewer transactions. Of course, this may be true. It may be true that prices have not significantly changed, but buyers and sellers will need months to really know if that's true. This is an emotional process which is guided by our personal circumstances and the economic situation. Only time's going to tell, right?
Right. We'll just see how this goes. So what are the experts forecasting for all of this? Other than you, Lester, I know you're an expert.
The experts are saying it's going to go up, it's going to go down, it's going to go up and down. My experience makes me think that the major determinant of your property time on the market is going to be an emotional process of the seller and personal circumstances. Unless we find a buyer who's been looking extensively for months, wanting your unique property and location, buyers have a process also, but it takes a long time. It's common that a buyer starts without knowing what the target even looks like. Realtors, you probably heard this before. Realtors frequently say that the first offer is your best offer. Do you think that's true?
I think that's true. Yep. Hard to believe sometimes, but after a while, after your property's on the market a while, you're going, man, I should take that first offer.
Been there, done that.
Uh-huh.
This is because a buyer has been searching for some time online and finally sees your unique property when it hits the market online, and the buyer's been searching and waiting for the right property and says, this is it. And then the buyer's agent reminds the buyer that the buyer offers price to purchase should not be more than a bank appraisal.
And, yep. And so this can't forget that appraisal. Can't go higher than that.
And so sometimes sellers have to come to quick realizations, and it doesn't always work that way. So for example, I'm helping some buyers look for a not deed restricted property to turn into a cultural religious building. And we bid and made an offer for what we thought it was really worth, and the seller has an unrealistic price expectation, so it's going to be on the market for a while. Especially this is true when buyers are learning the higher prices of centrally located properties with higher density.
That's correct. In Houston, the closer it is to downtown, the higher the dirt price.
You know, it may take months and even years for the expectations of buyers and sellers to narrow to a fair bid and asking price expectation.
So what's the latest and greatest in your world right now? Well, I know you've had some interesting transactions.
It's an understatement. You've heard about it. So we had a small multifamily that had never been lived in contract in February at the title company. And it was vacant because it had never been lived in. In the contract, we put that the seller had to obtain a City of Houston certificate of occupancy from the multifamily department of the City of Houston before the closing in mid-March. And then the city permit offices partially shut down, and it was also difficult for some builders to get crews. So now we're waiting for people to get back to work.
Let's get back to it. Let's open up.
Yeah, I see that on the news. Let's get back to work.
Yeah.
City inspectors were slowed with issuing construction permits and approvals of all types of construction and remodeling. Workers needed to stay home to take care of their kids because there's no school. What's going to happen this summer? What do you think?
No, I think that they'll make some concessions and there'll be some summer camps. I think that everybody needs to get out and get some sunshine because the body makes from vitamin D from the sunshine, and vitamin D helps your immune system.
Is that true for poodles?
I don't know. I don't know if that is. I know poodles get tans, but I don't know about the vitamin D process.
Like, do they lay out in the sun and get a suntan?
Mm-hmm. Their skin turns darker. Yes. So I know that you've recently had quite a bit of activity on a new system that you've been devising. And so tell us about that, about your how you've been filling some apartments for your reduced fee.
For $100, we'll fill your vacant apartment property, your vacant apartment. And, of course, this can help owner managers in several ways. Helps them with advertising. We put it in many different places on the internet where prospective tenants may look for a new apartment to move into. We have online tenant lease applications. We also have a service where the tenant pays $30 for a background check and a credit check. Landlords review each lease in advance before the lease goes to the tenant for signature. And, of course, the lease contracts are by digital electronic signature.
What a neat process. How convenient.
But in the middle of this process, there's a three-way phone call with the owner and the prospective tenant to arrange a time for the tenant to go inside. And this gives the owner an opportunity to meet each prospective tenant. We don't collect any rents or deposits from the tenants. We can also contact current tenants to sign lease extensions. Of course, each situation is different, and it requires some latitude and some adjustment. We can also fill commercial spaces for a 1% fee, and basically it's the same process.
A 1% fee, that sounds like a fantastic deal.
It is. So. It's a great deal. And so normally after we help an owner with the first tenant, the owner becomes comfortable and likes the process and asks us to fill other vacant spaces. Everybody seems very happy with it.
So how can folks get in touch with you to help you fill their vacancies?
It's 281-236-8189. And the website is eustonius.com. That's Houston, IUS.com. Thanks for helping, Kay. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.